House and Senate Democrats are talking today about their ideas to reform the kind of Capitol Hill corruption that led to the bribery guilty plea by former lobbyist Jack Abramoff. He made many campaign contributions and paid for favors such as meals and golfing trips and luxury seats at sporting events.
The Abramoff scandal has already damaged two House members who are close to him. Former Majority Leader Tom DeLay has said he will not try to return to his old leadership post, and Ohio Congressman Bob Ney temporarily gave up his committee chairmanship over the weekend.
Both men are Republicans, and Democrats are eager to make this a Republican scandal, which it mostly is. Democrats will unveil their reform proposals today, but they're not expected to be much different from those offered yesterday by the Republicans and the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert.
We need to reform the rules so it's clear beyond a shadow of a doubt what is ethically acceptable for members of the House of Representatives and their staff. I want the House to move quickly and in a bipartisan fashion to get this done. We have a duty to do everything we can to keep the trust and confidence of our constituents.
The House proposal bans member travel funded by lobbyists. It places new limits on gifts, and it doubles to 2 years the waiting period before a member of Congress can start lobbying after leaving office. A Senate Republican plan from Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania and John McCain of Arizona does much the same and also would ban congressional family members from lobbying.
But already there are suggestions the new restrictions are not tight enough. Lobbyists can still pay for travel if they are specifically raising money for political contributions, for instance.